Henry V, you said you were, it was early days and it was difficult to get money for scenery and things, so you had, what did you have? You had two banners.
Two huge banners, one red and one blue, on which we spent lurdily representing each side of the stage, the camps we had. Two tents, beautifully scalloped. They were the tents of the Army of France and the English in France. Yes. And I had great difficulty in persuading the committee to let me buy this extremely wide material, as it was quite expensive. So I said, they said, could you cut it in half? And then it would look like two silly little strips. I said, look, I'll pay for it myself. I must have it. And the, at last they agreed. But the loveliest thing about that production was that I recruited from Epsom College boys for the army, Glynn Grammar School, and a St. John's School in Leatherhead. And they were recruited for the army. And I said to the tent people, how long does it take to get a tent up? And they said, oh, about 10 minutes. I said, well, I want it done in 10 seconds. They said, right, get the boys in the bushes with the tents already, the pegs already having been set in the ground, with the boys in order to rush on and know exactly which peg to go to, and it was up. And it worked. But what I hadn't bargained for was the hushed whispers of the boys saying, God, you ass, you cock, and all of this was going on. And it was so lovely, I didn't mind that. They were like, they think it's the army, so what? But that was him.
But what about the noises off you had?
Well, the noises off, we even suggested the battle by planting, I'm not very familiar with the names of explosives, but explosive material that went on behind the stage, way back into one of the fields belonging to one of the farmers, which indicated that the battle was about to begin. And but of course we've never been allowed to do that since, because the sheep didn't like it at all. I believe they bought it or something terrible. But at the time it created a tremendous effect, and the critic of that particular year said he felt that this was a kind of portent, that something was about to happen in Bookham.